down averted. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, with a late-night Senate vote.
The Senate votes 71 to 19 to keep the government funded through December 23rd. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say they're optimistic about the negotiations on now for the $1.7 trillion long-term spending package that would finance many government agencies for the current fiscal year.
Fox's Jill Nadeau. The Senate has also passed the Defense Authorization Act to fund the military. It also strikes down the COVID vaccine mandate for U.S. service persons, but senators rejected an amendment that would have allowed those discharged for refusing the vaccine to be returned to service. Preparing for possible COVID surges during the holidays, the Biden administration is making free COVID tests available again, up to four per household available at covidtests.gov. Free tests had been suspended by the government 3 months ago. The Remain in Mexico policy for asylum seekers at the U.S. southern border must remain in effect for now. A federal judge ordering the Biden administration not to cancel the policy that was instituted during the Trump administration, this pending a full hearing on the Texas lawsuit to keep the policy in place. Elon Musk has suspended the Twitter accounts of several left-leaning journalists,
including Washington Post reporter Drew Harwell, MSNBC host Keith Olbermann, and CNN correspondent Donnie O'Sullivan. Elon Musk says they were suspended because, quote, criticizing me all day long is totally fine, but doxing my real-time location and endangering my family is not.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. The blizzard warning for parts of the northern plains has been expanded. Now includes most of North Dakota and parts of western Montana. This is in addition to most of South Dakota and parts of Nebraska. That blizzard warning that was to expire on Thursday has now been extended through midday Friday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A new Fox News poll finds broad support for a congressional investigation into the activities of the president's son.
The Fox News poll found most voters want a Republican-controlled House to look into President Joe Biden's son Hunter and his financial dealings in foreign countries, as well as look into January 6th. 69% think it's important that Congress and the Justice Department investigate January 6th. 72% think it's important to investigate Hunter Biden. The results were partisan, though. Only 11% of Democrats think Hunter Biden did anything wrong. 45% of Republicans think it's important to investigate January 6th. The poll also found when it came to social media companies, Facebook has the highest favorable rating with 52%, TikTok has a 40% favorable rating, and Twitter is at 38%. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Five Louisiana law enforcement officers are facing charges ranging from negligent homicide to malfeasance. The deadly 2019 arrest of black motorist Ronald Green. They said he died in a car wreck following a high-speed police chase, but body camera video later showed the cops actually beat Green, used stun guns on him, and dragged him by his leg shackles. An ex-Texas cop has been convicted in the death of a black woman 3 years ago.
The jury deciding punishment for the former Fort Worth officer opted not to convict for murder, but for a lesser charge.
Verdict reads, we the jury find the defendant Aaron York Dean guilty of the offense of manslaughter.
Dean, in 2019, responded with another officer to a call of the door to a Tatiana Jefferson's home being open. Dean fired a shot through a back window, killing Jefferson after he said he saw her holding a gun. During testimony, he admitted to errors in procedure. The jury took 2 days to reach a verdict after weighing evidence of whether Dean knew Jefferson was armed. He could face up to 20 years in prison at sentencing. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.